In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guide. What if the only thing standing between you and the life that you want to live is the clarity that you've actually been avoiding? This was actually coming on the back of having a number of conversations with a number of individuals over the past week. And many of them were giving me these reflections. And the reflection started something like this. You know, we've gone through the year, Stuart, and well, I can't believe the year is almost over. And then I was asking them questions. I said, all right, well, you started the year with New Year's resolutions, right? And they said, yeah, absolutely. We had these New Year's resolutions. What happened to those? And there's silence. You see, one thing that happens with each and every one of us, especially when we come to the crossover from one year to the next, is we create these New Year's resolutions, but then life happens. You see, we start getting into our normal routines. We start just getting into life. And before we know it, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months has just disappeared. And we're actually wondering, well, did we ever have a goal to start with? Because that whole idea of the New Year's resolution has just become a distant memory. And for many, when I have these conversations, I actually ask you directly, what was your New Year's resolution? And I seem to get a lot of silence. You seem to scratch your head because you go, well, I actually can't remember what it was. And that's actually kind of a bit of a downer. So what I want to go through is I want to go through a technique that's going to help you to take a New Year's resolution or any type of goal or something that you want in your life and actually give you a way that you can actually enforce it. Now, there's a bit of a note to this because for many of us, we say, oh, this is great. I can follow this particular process and I can then say, right, I'm going to go on holiday to get myself all energized and then I'm going to start. Well, no, this is something that at the end of the session, once you've gone through it, you actually are going to say, right, with an immediate effect, I just want to reset myself. I want to refocus and I actually want to start this momentum of achieving it right now. No delay, no procrastination. We want to make sure that at the end of this, you can actually start on a path to live that life by design. And it is possible. There are so many people that I've gone out and spoken to, and in the conversations, they've had these ideas. And it's always a 50-50. Some of them do it, some of them don't. And the ones that don't seem to have a level of regret. The ones that did do it are so excited. They're actually going, I can't believe where my life is right now. And ultimately, they're ready for the next challenge in their life. So that's the question that we want to pose to you. Are you ready to change your life? And I've actually simplified this to such a simple way that you can actually start to put this into practice straight away. So let's kick into this. The very, very first part of it. And this is where most of us can actually sit back and go, yes, I want to change my life. Yes, I want to achieve this. And I sit down, I say, great, what is it? What is it that you actually want? And then it's like a mouthful of teeth. We just can't seem to articulate it. Now, here's the problem. If you can't articulate what you want, how are you supposed to achieve it? You see, if you actually put into your head that you want to buy a new car, and I say to you, well, that's great. What type of car do you want? And you go, well, I'm not too sure. What are the chances of you actually buying that car? You see, you don't even know where to start. You don't even know which model to look at. You don't know where to even start looking for a car. But if you said, hey, I'd like to actually have a BMW Blue 3 Series BMW that's convertible and has this, and you start to define it so that you can actually have clarity on that vision, suddenly you now will almost start to create this awareness to look the actions that you take. So the first point is you've got to get so much clarity on what you want. And it's actually to a level that if you had to go and say to a five-year-old, this is what I want, this is my goal, and they should look at you, not with these big eyes going, well, can I have a sucker? They should be coming back and saying, that's so cool, you want, and be able to repeat it to you. This is the first area that you really need to sit down. What is it that you actually want? Get absolute clarity behind it. And once you've got that clarity, make sure that you write it down. Make sure that you go onto the internet, get pictures of it if you can. Make sure that you've got that vision, that you can feel it, that you can taste it, that you can actually get that emotional connection to it. You see, once you've created that particular clarity on what you want, something amazing starts to happen. You see, once you know what you want, you're going to actually start creating new habits. These new habits will lead you to get to that particular way. It's also going to start creating, well, when do I want it by? Because that's going to give you even more clarity. It's actually going to take it to that point where you can visualize on a specific date, a specific time, that you're actually achieving it. That's the level of clarity that you want. So that's the first part. Get absolute, unshakably clear about that clarity so that when you actually are talking to people, they will actually continue the conversation for you. So that's number one. Number two is, well, there's a balance in life. When you want something, all right, and as human beings, we always want everything, but the truth of it is, when you want something, you actually have to let go of something else. This is a truth. So if you wanting to become ultra fit, you got to let go of the chocolates and the donuts. There is a give and there is a take in this particular process. So whenever you're looking at this want and you've got absolute clarity around it, what you must do is just spend a moment and actually look at, well, what is it that I need to let go of? Now, it could be something as simple as, what excuses do I have to stop telling myself? What habits do I need to start, or what habits do I need to stop? That's a big one. What are the comforts that I've got at the moment that really just prevents me from doing anything? And I need to let go of that. You see, ultimately, we need to look at the patterns in your life. It's these patterns that have kept you where you are right now. And that is the area that you need to make that change. You see, growth, it actually requires a bit of an exchange. You want something, you got to let something go. So you need to identify that. And it's an easy way of asking yourself the question, what am I feeling so comfortable that it's preventing me from achieving anything that I want in my life? And when you can actually answer that question, write that down. Remember, there's a key here. Write that down and make a concerted effort to actually let that go. So now we've got a very clear goal or a very clear want. We've now replaced it with something that we're going to let go of, something that's been holding us back. We then go into the third, and the third is giving it a deadline. And the deadline is so important. And I want you to think of this. If you have a particular activity, a goal, an outcome that you're wanting to achieve, but you never put any kind of deadline to it, You could actually say, well, hey, I could finish it this week. I could finish it next week. I could finish it next year. And that will just carry on and on and on. But when you put a deadline to it, it starts creating a level of pressure. I need to get this done. Now, I always seen this as an example. You're going away on holiday. You know that you've paid for the tickets, whether it's an airfare or whether you're driving to a specific destination. And on the morning, you know that at 2 o'clock, you need to be in the car to leave. But in that morning, suddenly, there is a huge amount of things that you need to do. You need to make sure that your luggage is packed. You need to make sure that everyone knows that if they're looking after your property, that they are there, they know how to feed the dogs, all of those type of things. And the amazing thing is, you get it all done. You get into that car and you go off on your vacation. And the reason why that actually works is because you have a deadline. And that's what's so important. So when you've got that clarity, make sure that you've got a deadline associated to it. You've actually got that date that's set down and you've set that target. June, I want to achieve this. Or December, I want to achieve this. This gives that level of pressure because now when you share this with somebody, you're actually going to start going, okay, I've told you that I'm going to be doing this at this particular date. Now the pressure comes on you to actually do it. And that's what you need. It's not negative pressure. It's positive pressure as you're going through. Now, the fourth one is now that you've got the clarity, you've started to identify those items that you can remove, and you've actually now set that deadline date, you need to create a plan. You need to create something that's got actionable steps in order to achieve it. Now, this could take you a little while, maybe an hour or two, to actually just have a concept idea of what are the actions that you're going to do in order to achieve it. But the big problem is we seem to plan and plan and plan. Planning becomes procrastination because we want to make the plan perfect. And that planning goes in a day. It then takes over in a week. Then the planning goes over to next month. And then it just rolls over and rolls over. So when we're creating the plan, you need to start immediately. And the actual fourth key tip here is when you actually have got that outcome, you know exactly when you've got to do it, you create the plan. I want you to create at least one activity that as soon as you put that pen down, you do that activity. You see, you're going to take that very first step. You're not going to wait. You're not going to procrastinate. You're going to take that very first step to getting to achieve that particular outcome that you actually desire. The biggest thing that I've seen is when I sit down with clients, we create this plan and they say, this is fantastic. What we're going to do is in the corporate world, we're going to wait for the new financial year, or we're going to wait for the new month or the new week. We can't start on a Friday. We're going to start on a Monday. Well, guess what? In between that, life happens. And when life happens, you forget about the plan. So it's important that once you've drafted your plan, you include at least one activity that you can do immediately. Then you make sure that there's an activity that you can do daily. Then there's an activity that's done weekly. When you're creating that plan, ultimately your plan must include these very small activities that you're going to be doing right now, tomorrow, next week, and next month. And it's going to be on a continual basis. Remember, it's daily, it happens every day. If it's weekly, it happens every week. And that's what a big important is. There is no procrastination. We want to eradicate that. Remember, step two, we need to find something that we can remove. Well, the big one is procrastination. Let's remove procrastination and just start. Put on those running shoes and just do it. Now, this is all great. We've actually gone through and we've written down these different areas. We've got a clarity of a plan. We've actually written down what we're wanting to remove. We've got that date. We've got a plan that details down all of these actions. Our next step, which is number five, is we need to write out almost a mission statement. It needs to be clear. It needs to be concise. But we need to write a mission statement. And this mission statement shouldn't be more than two sentences. And really what it is, it starts out with that clarity of what you want. Hey, I would like to have this. In order to have this, I need to remove this from my life, and I want to achieve this by this particular date. These are the actions that I'm going to take. You create this particular sentence, this mission statement. And what's so important about this mission statement, this is not just something that's written on a piece of paper that looks great, you share it with one or two people, and then a week later, you can't even find the piece of paper that you've written it on. No. This mission statement is actually going to be printed out. You're going to put it big and bold. You're going to make copies of it. You're going to put one on your bathroom mirror. You're going to put one in your bedroom cupboard. You're going to put one on the fridge. You're going to put one on your computer. You're going to have it as your desktop image. You want to be able to read that mission statement every single day. You never want to forget about it. As I said in the beginning, the amount of people that I've spoken to and I say, what is your New Year's resolution? And they can't remember it. Why? Because they kept it in their mind and they didn't give something to remind themselves of it every single day. So you create this mission statement, no more than two sentences. And if you can get it to one sentence, it's even better. But create that mission statement and have it printed out and put all over the place. Share it with your family, your friends. They will hold you accountable onto this. The more people you share it with, the daily that you read it, it gets reinforced into your mind as you're actually going through. And then get into this habit. Every morning and every evening, just read it out aloud. So in the morning, while you're brushing your teeth, you can gargle the sounds, just read it out aloud. Just before you go to bed, read it out aloud. This little activity of having that mission statement and reading it out loud every morning, every evening, actually starts to reprogram yourself to not only say, hey, I'm believing in myself to achieve it, but you're making yourself so aware, it's so top of mind that every activity that you're doing in a subconscious way is actually leading you towards achieving what you actually want and that desired outcome. So you need to make sure that you read it every single day, in the morning and in the evening. It's going to start rewiring your entire brain, the way you think and the actions that you take. And just by doing that, you can actually start seeing how you're becoming closer and closer to actually achieving that particular what you want and desired outcome. And then the very last one. And the very last one is one that I've done personally, and I share this with all my clients. When we go through a particular journey, we start with quite a complicated plan. And it always works that way. We start with this complicated plan. We try to simplify it, but it's just what's first and top of mind. Then as we start going through this particular journey, we suddenly realize that going to gym 5 times a week at 5 o'clock in the morning is not the easiest things to do. And then we decide, well, we can still get the same desired outcome if we go 3 times a week. And maybe we can go in at 7:30. We can still get the workout that we're actually wanting. So the very last point is when you're looking at this process to achieve what you want, look to see how you can simplify it. And I'm not saying simplify by getting rid of those activities that's going to help you achieve it, but look to see how you can simplify it that it becomes not a chore, but it actually becomes one of those activities that you're wanting to do every day. And the easiest way to identify them is if you feel that you need the energy, you need somebody to motivate you, almost push you in that particular direction, look at that activity and say, how can I make this a bit easier? And the big one that I shared with you is like going to gym. Waking up at 4 to get to the gym at 5 days a week could be a big challenge for you, especially if you've got a family. But It might be something that you could actually go three times a week. You drop the kids off at school and then you go in for half an hour. How do you simplify it? Because you don't want this to be a chore. You want this to be something simple. You want something that when you wake up in the morning, it becomes a habit of life. And that habit of life will get you there in an almost an autonomous way. Now, when I was going through all of this, I wanted to see how could I close this particular session with a quote. And I actually came across a quote that I've used many, many times. It's actually by a really good author. He wrote a fantastic book, James Clear. And I'm sure many of you know exactly who James Clear is. But his particular quote that really has stood out for me is, "You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems." And for many of us as a human being, our systems is our routine that we're doing every single day. And that particular system is what's preventing us from going up. So we need to adjust that. And that's what I've actually shared with you. You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.